Hello, my aspiring friend. Thank you so much for tuning into my blog post, Are You Minding Your Relationships? As I was reading an article this morning on the benefits of mindfulness, I asked myself, how mindful are you in nurturing your relationships? Well, I must confess, there is room for improvement. Mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way, more specifically, on purpose. Mindfulness involves a conscious direction of your awareness. How mindful are you about the health and strength of your relationships? Many of us place a high value on relationships, yet we are not intentional in nurturing our relationships with our spouse, significant other, child, friend, family members, employees, colleagues, or business associates. Is it possible that you are taking your relationships for granted? Well, I will be the first to raise my hand and say guilty as charged. Like many of you, I have a long list of competing priorities and distractions. Consequently, what I value most sometimes falls to the bottom of my list of what's most important. Today, I declare that I will begin minding my relationships on a higher level. To raise your awareness on how mindful you are in your relationships, please consider the following questions. Number one, what is your level of awareness regarding the strength and health of your relationships? Number two, are you purposeful in tending to the needs of those most important to you? Number three, are you purposeful in making a difference in their lives? Number four, are you open to healthy criticism and do you provide constructive feedback to contribute to their growth? Number five, do you express compassion in their moments of vulnerability? Number six, are you emotionally available or disconnected? Number seven, do you know what matters most to them? And number eight, are you committed to their growth and success? The extent to which you nurture your relationship determines the level of joy, peace, harmony, and growth you experience within the relationship. As you are minding your relationships, it's important to note that you take inventory of the people in your life that are adding value or are constantly taking and draining your energy. Anthony Robbins said, some of the biggest challenges in relationships come from the fact that most people enter a relationship in order to get something. They're trying to find someone who's going to make them feel good. In reality, the only way a relationship will last is if you see your relationship as a place that you go to give and not a place that you go to take. The people in your life is your greatest resource, and the relationship you have with them is a gift. All too often, we are guilty of saying, I'll do it later. Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. Cherish the people in your life and your relationship with them today. Today, I pray that we would all become more mindful in nurturing our relationships. Let us live, do, be, think higher. Have a great day and aspire to greatness.